Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for June 14th, 2014. And today I've got a world-class business strategist and copywriter with us. Lawrence Katzman wrote the script for the videos linked on the Cosmic Love homepage, and he'll tell us about what he does in the state of the arts in the relationship marketing industry. So thank you, Lawrence, for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
Hey, Christopher. Great to be here. Thank you very much.
I'm really excited with what you're doing with your videos, your scripting. I understand you have an award-winning team of video producers working with you in Canaway. And how'd you get into this copywriting and find yourself with leading professionals in the relationship marketing industry?
Well, that's a good question, Christopher. I'll give you the thumbnail version. most of my adult career, I've been in sales, and I've sold everything from massage therapy equipment to replacement windows to clothing and jewelry, kind of the quintessential salesperson, really. And eventually, I got involved with the Internet back in the early 90s, was one of the first guys out there selling banner ads and banner advertising, and it was the gold rush back in the day. And I've always been a creative person and had kind of a writing, you know, a sleeping writer inside me, if you will. And once the Internet bubble burst and things started shifting back, I would say around early 2000s, I knew I needed to get back to my entrepreneurial and creative roots. And that's when I took up copywriting, studied with some notable copywriters and mentors, and around the same time that I got involved in the Internet, I had also had some experience in the network marketing or relationship marketing industry with a couple of guys who are consummate pros in that arena. And things didn't work out back then, but we did keep in touch over the years. And eventually, we hooked up again with Canaway. And the story behind Canaway is very interesting, because what happened is that I was just completed a very high-level training, copywriting training, with the gentleman who's considered the inventor of video sales letters, and that's John Benson, an amazing copywriter, an amazing guy. And shortly after that training, I would say it was the early part of April. Well, let me backtrack just a sec, because my relationship marketing friends emailed me and said they had something that they were looking into. They had a real good feeling about it. And then on a Skype call in late February, I got on Skype with this fella, and he was puffing away on one of the Canaway hemp vapes. And I just said to him, I said, look, I have got to get one of those things. It was the coolest little thing I'd ever seen. Had this little flashing light at the end of it every time he puffed on it. And, you know, I'd never really vaped or anything like that, and was not much of a cigarette smoker in my life. And
anyway, I got mine a couple days ago. So.
Yeah, it's we'll talk more about it. It's really an amazing product. So eventually what happened is, so I got involved with Canaway just as a you know, what they call a brand ambassador, and decided that I would work again with my colleagues in Canaway. And then around the early part of April, end of March, I can't remember exactly, but my copywriting mentor and colleague John Benson sends me an email basically saying, hey, I may have a project for you. Do you know anything about hemp? And would you be interested in working with, you know, one of the, you know, top relationship marketing companies, a new relationship marketing company, I should say. And so John didn't know that I had been researching hemp, you know, for the previous 3 or 4 weeks. And so, you know, one thing led to another. I got on the phone. We did some conference calls with the folks at Canaway, with John. We basically finalized an agreement for me to produce, to create rather, and write and script out this three-video funnel that we ended up calling An American Betrayal. And the rest is history, as they say. It's been really quite a ride. And back to your earlier question, which is, once I had finished writing the scripts, the Canaway's video team took the scripts, and I wasn't aware, really, that they had the level of experience and success as a video production team when I first got involved. So I learned, probably like you and many others that are involved in Canaway, that these guys have won Emmys for their video production work, in particular in the nonprofit space, before they were brought on by Canaway. So it's been quite a ride. And then on the relationship marketing side, you know, like I said, I've kept my toe in the water over the years with a couple of these friends of mine who are, you know, consummate pros. They've been at it for 30, 35 years. And when they introduced me to Canaway, I thought this looks like it's the one that I need to take a closer look at.
Well, the story that comes through the videos is quite amazing, and I like to think of you as the old shaman storyteller around the campfire. But now there's these, really advanced communication tools with to create a highly personalized relationship with listeners. And I'm amazed that how Canaway uses and how you script and work with the autoresponders as well as the videos to tell the hemp and CBD story and keep in touch with the Canaway community. Could you tell us a little bit about that? Because it's really kind of the cutting edge of networking, communication tools, relationshipping. And that's one of the things that really intrigued me when I tuned into the Canaway story.
Well, you know, Canaway, when Canaway got started, it's a fascinating and an amazing story, because for Canaway and the people involved in Canaway, I mean, Canaway is known as a movement with a pay plan, and there's a reason for that, because the folks inside Canaway are so passionate about hemp and bringing hemp back into the United States, into the local and national economy. And the gentleman who's now the chief marketing officer for Canaway, a guy named Christopher Hussey, developed something several years ago called the Share Engine. And when he was introduced to Canaway and they were discussing, you know, whether or not they would kind of combine forces, ultimately they did, and ultimately Christopher more or less consigned the Share Engine and the Share Engine platform exclusively to Canaway. So what we have is what we'd like to think, and what Canaway is really shooting for, is this ultimate hybrid of both online and offline marketing that allows folks to utilize the very latest and greatest technological tools, online and internet marketing tools, along with the old school network marketing, relationship marketing tools, to build a very powerful company, a very powerful business, and to give everyday folks an opportunity who maybe perhaps have never succeeded in the relationship marketing industry, but who are nevertheless, you know, struggling to deal with finances, looking to pay bills, et cetera, et cetera. There's all kinds of things going on that are more or less, you know, forcing for some and compelling and inspiring others to get involved in the home business industry. So Canaway's got this unique technology, this unique platform that allows people to get the message out in ways that, you know, could scarcely be imagined, you know, literally less than a decade ago or so.
Yeah, well, as I was looking at it, you know, going in and tuned into this platform and reading about it, I mean, I have followed the networking industry and been involved with it off and on, you know, for decades. And I really saw it mature and even consulted in the industry for a while. And when I saw this, I was completely amazed. I mean, it was this hybrid, as you refer to it, you know, combining best of old and new modalities in one platform. I was just amazed, and I see how they take this internet concept of a sales marketing funnel, of kind of a sequence of persuasion or a sequence of opportunity, you might say, that kind of stages the level of interest with the opportunity for fulfillment. And could you share more about how that evolved? I mean, what do you call it, the Share Engine?
Yeah, so the Share Engine is really a unique piece of technology because what it allows, for example, Cannaway Magazine is the company blog, and Cannaway has a team of other writers in-house that do nothing but research the latest news and information about cannabis, about medical marijuana, about CBD and cannabidiol, and about all aspects of hemp. And so practically every day, if not every day, a new article is published on the Cannaway blog. And because of the unique share engine technology that is powering this blog, let's say you are, and I know you, you know, let's say there's a brand ambassador out there who's new to Cannaway, who's maybe new to relationship marketing, but, you know, has a Facebook presence and, you know, is connected to a bunch of different people online and so forth by virtue of different social media. Maybe they have a Pinterest site or maybe they have a Twitter account. So what they can do is they can go to the Cannaway magazine, they can select an article that they're interested in, and with the simple click of a mouse, that article can be shared on Facebook, can be shared on literally over 300 social media sites, with, like I said, with the click of a mouse. And what's unique is that the brand ambassador or the distributor's ID number will be coded into that link ad, you know, infinitum, so to speak. So if that article gets posted on Facebook and then somebody sees that article and then they repost it and then someone tweets it and then someone shares it back on Facebook and then someone shares it on LinkedIn, it could go through a multitude of channels and links, but each step that original distributor ID is carried and attributed along the way. So that, let's say, 10 people removed from the original post decides they want to get involved with Cannaway, well, that distributor or brand ambassador who originally posted that article will be credited with that person's involvement. So it gives, like I said, it gives the average person a chance to expand their reach beyond anything that was remotely possible, you know, years ago when everything was old school.
Yeah, it's a whole new dimension of social media. I mean, it's really, as I saw it and as I see it, it's the cutting edge of social media. It's where it's going, and it looks like it set, as far as I'm concerned, it set a standard that blew me out of the water. I mean,
it's causing a lot of people to pay attention for a lot of reasons. You know, we haven't really started. Yeah. Kind of diving into this whole hemp arena and why it's so critical to, you know, the future of the planet, which is really the story of an American betrayal. I mean, the story, one of the reasons why Cannaway came originally to John and then John shared this opportunity and this project with me is that they wanted to get the story of hemp and CBD told in a way that would move people emotionally, that would compel people to want to get involved. And so the story, as it currently sits, is in three parts, with the first part focused on a little bit of what happened back in 1937 and a little bit about what happened historically with regards to hemp, because hemp has played a significant role in the United States. In fact, at one point, before the country was officially born, if you will, in the early colony days, it was actually illegal not to grow hemp.
Oh, really?
So it was kind of it was actually in the 1600s, in some of the early colonies, it was illegal not to grow hemp. And as recently as you know, the late 1800s, hemp was one of the top three, you know, cash crops in the country. And, you know, the sequence of events that followed are told in this first video, culminating, sadly enough, in the passing of the Marijuana Tax Act in 1937, which levied a very heavy tax on hemp farming, essentially grinding hemp farming to a complete stop in America because it just was no longer economically feasible for hemp farmers to grow hemp and make a living at it. So it's a painful chapter in American history, which, as we can see with the news and what's happening out there, is slowly beginning to be righted, if you will, with more and more states passing laws, with petitions gathering steam to legalize the growing of hemp. The part of the challenge for many folks is that there's a confusion, which, you know, we won't go into whether or not it was a conspiracy because, you know, we weren't there. But let's just say if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. And so at one point in the early 30s, when it, you know, when hemp was assuming its potential to really be an industry-changing game in, across many industries, a campaign was underway to confuse hemp with marijuana. So most folks to this day don't recognize or understand that hemp is not marijuana, that, you know, hemp is part of the, you know, hemp and cannabis, there's many, many varieties of cannabis, some of which are grown for THC, which, of course, is the psychoactive component, and some of which are grown for CBD, which is another one of the cannabidiols, which research dozens, literally over 1,100 peer-reviewed studies have shown has tremendous health benefits.
Well, you know, the first video is it was kind of shock and awe in the sense that the awareness factor that it brings to hemp, and a lot of people don't even know that hemp is what rope is made out of, and why the colonies, you know, were so big on it because they, you know, for so many rope for so many purposes, and clothes were made out of hemp, and a lot of people don't know that.
Here's an amazing thing that I learned when researching to create this video series, and that is that anything made from petroleum, wood, or cotton can be made from hemp.
Hemp, yeah.
I mean, let that sink in. Anything made from petroleum. So we're talking about fuels and biofuels and nylons and all of those things and plastics.
And plastics, and they even in metal car. You know, Henry Ford had developed a plastic for a car that was 10 times stronger than metal.
Exactly. Yeah, Henry Ford had that, you know, that famous car back in 1941, and you know he believed really that hemp was the future. And the same is true with, like for example, let's see if I can pull up a couple of the interesting facts here. But it really is mind blowing to think about the possibilities. So let me just pull up something here from the second video that I can share just by looking at the script here. So, for example, hemp pulp, which is used to make paper, does not need to be bleached with chlorine chemicals. It's as durable as wood pulp and hardly deteriorates after hundreds of years. In addition, hemp is carbon neutral. It actually sequesters and pulls carbon out of the atmosphere. So, there, you know, one arena where they're seeing some really great possibilities is making concrete from hemp. It's called hempcrete. And buildings and structures made from hemp historically have been shown to last and outlive other structures, you know, by hundreds of years. So,
wow, I didn't know that.
It's fascinating. I mean, hemp has been used for over 10,000 years in cultures all over the world for just about every facet of life. It's really some, you know, this is where you might find it interesting and your audience of listeners might find it interesting. It's one of those areas where there's some, you know, debate whether it can be proven or not kind of a thing, but some cultures believe that hemp was actually a gift from the stars. And the word
or the star people. Now, some of my listeners would go for that because
let me tell you the connection here. It's fascinating. So basically, cannabis, you know, the root word and the early reference to cannabis was, you know, comes from canine. Canine is a reference to the dog star, which is the god star, which is Sirius. And so some African cultures and other cultures around the world, if you believe that hemp was a gift from the god star, the dog star, Sirius, to the people of this earth, and it really does, you know.
I know a lot of our listeners really are in into the understanding that all kinds of life forms on Earth were seeded here from throughout the
universe. Yeah, now I'm speaking off the record, not representing Cannaway here, of course,
yeah.
But just in my own research, I found that particular fact that I thought your audience might also find interesting, which is, you know, the amazing hemp. It really is an amazing plant. Video two, we reference hemp as the Genesis plant. And the reason for that is that some believe that hemp was grown in southern Mesopotamia, which is also considered to be, you know, the home of the original Garden of Eden and so forth. And, you know, we don't know
if civilization, yeah.
Yeah, so we don't know the real specifics necessarily, but it's just interesting. You know, it's often the case that mythology, you know, is closer to truth than not. And so it's really an amazing plant. And Cannaway is the first company to really bring to market CBD-rich hemp oil products. And so in the second video, for those of your readers that are going to go and watch this series, we talk a little bit about the family tree, Cannaway's family tree. And Cannaway is very fortunate because its partner companies control everything from seed and the various cultivars of the cannabis seed and the hemp seed to the actual manufacture and distribution of the final product. So it's really a unique situation that Cannaway can bring to market some of the highest quality and purest quality CBD-rich hemp oil ever produced. And it just makes for some amazing products that have amazing benefits. And, you know, it's exciting to be a part of it.
Well, yeah. You know, as a naturopath who's developed three holistic health centers over decades, I tuned into the understanding of these CBDs, these the cannabinoids or cannabinols, and I understand there are about 65 different cannabinols in of different kinds, and there. And I don't know how many or how strong they are. I got the vape pen myself just a few days ago, and I noticed that there's a very distinct. For me, it's a kind of a calming effect and a mental clarity. I'm kind of a high-strung guy, and a strength in excess can be a weakness, you know. And I've noticed that it really sometimes I get too wired, I get the jitters, but I take a little puff on this, and of course, it goes into the air. It goes into the lungs, and it's a very direct effect, and it's very.
Very direct. Vaping is a wonderful way to get the CBD into the body very, very quickly. Now, understandably, Cannaway has taken on a rather unique challenge because not only is Cannaway in the relationship marketing space, which is highly regulated, as everyone, you know, who's ever been involved in the industry knows, but Cannaway is also combining relationship marketing with cannabis and hemp, another perhaps even more highly regulated industry. So, you know, understandably, we don't make medical claims. In fact, we encourage everyone to do their own research and, you know, type CBD or cannabidiol into their favorite search engine and check it out, because it really is one of the more remarkable discoveries, I would say personally, in my research, you know, of the last 50, 60 years. And, you know, like yourself, I've been using the hemp vape now for about 2 or 3 months, and you know, it's made an impact. It's made a definite impact. And the amazing thing that's also talked about in the second video is that our bodies have a built-in endocannabinoid system. So there are CBD receptors in our brains and throughout our nervous system and through our body. So by taking in the CBD, we're helping to boost, if you will, the endocannabinoid system. And
The endocrine system and the endocannabinoid system you refer to are directly linked. And, of course, you can't make medical claims about the immune system. But I think it's good for listeners to know that CBDs are legal in all 50 states as an import, provided all the correct procedures are, you know, followed to import it.
Yeah, that's another good point to make, and that's an important one. You know, Cannaway likes to say that, you know, CBD-rich hemp oil is available in all 50 states, and the reason for this, in part, is that, let me just find it here, because this is important. So basically, the way the laws are written, hemp products imported through the proper means are exempt from the marijuana and THC restrictions of the Controlled Substances Act. So what that means basically is that products made from hemp and products infused with CBD-rich hemp oil are available for use in all 50 states. And that's a wonderful thing. And essentially what that means is that there's two facets. Right now, like the Farm Bill, a lot of folks have been referencing the Farm Bill as a giant step forward, and I would have to agree, because that has begun to reverse some of the laws, you know, and the restrictions on growing hemp in the United States. However, presently, the hemp that is grown in the United States can only be grown for research purposes.
Yeah.
So.
The Farm Bill was passed. What was it, in the early part of this year?
I believe so.
I think it was. It wasn't that long ago, and at least for research purposes. I mean, it's going to be a gradual process. And one thing I learned with the medical industrial complex, which I've talked about quite often on the show, is that the economics and politics are a lot more complex than the science.
There you go.
And yeah. I mean, I've been following the science with medical marijuana over the years, and it's interesting to me that they can actually identify which CBDs have an effect that is separate from the euphoria effect of marijuana. That's to me very interesting.
What do you mean from THC?
From the THC effect, right.
Yes. So THC is what you know, I've heard it said is that THC gets you high, CBD gets you healthy.
It gets you healthy, yeah. And
That's a nice distinction. So for someone that's looking for... Yeah, so someone that's looking for the high, then obviously, you know, that's a different interest. But CBD, I see it ultimately as being, you know, almost like a superfood in the sense, although again, you know, I probably would, you know, we're not, it's a funny thing, and I know I'm being a little, I'm dancing around it here a little bit, but the truth
is,
it's an emerging
science. I mean, it's really,
yeah, it really
they're
is.
Just really learning to understand this. The one thing about the THC, it's a neural transmitter, and what happens is that you've only got so much brain energy. You get a neural transmitter, and it'll diffuse into neural networks in the brain that you don't usually use, but then you space out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what goes up must come down, so to speak, and, of course, that's the problem with it. I mean, there's the nice euphoria effect of it, but to be have an effect that is not directly a neurotransmitter effect, but works on those receptors in the brain that basically, I refer to it as normalizing. When I say normalizing, if, like in my case, if I'm overamped, you know, with too much energy, then it just, you know, and then there's a mental clarity with it, but there's not the space out factor. So, you know, and that I think that's the safety factor also.
Well, one of the things your listeners might want to do also is they can search for U.S. patent 6630507, or what's also known as the 507 patent, which basically was something that the government... let's see here. I'm just reading from a website here that basically that defines cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants. So the cool thing, though, is that one of Cannaway's partner companies has secured an exclusive licensing agreement with the National Institutes of Health, which originally filed that patent for the for the commercialization of the patent. So our parent companies, our partner companies rather, are deeply rooted and deeply involved in the hemp industry and hemp cultivation. And Cannaway and the brand ambassadors and everyone that gets involved with Cannaway are benefiting from those relationships. So you have really have an amazing confluence of events. You've got a category creator in the form of Cannaway that is pioneering a CBD market, if you will. You've got the technology and the social media platforms that Cannaway is leveraging with its share engine technology, and then you have just the opportunity to more or less work from home and take control of your financial future when you're willing to put in the work and do the effort and do all the things necessary. And so it's very I feel very honored to have been involved in creating the videos and certainly inspired to stay involved from the standpoint of seeing hemp return to its rightful place, if you will, in the U.S. economy.
As I'm listening to, I'm hanging on something that you said, because of my experience as a naturopath, when I hear you say that there was this patent that was originally filed in reference as a neural protector, the understanding I have with a natural healing process is that which protects or prevents, protects and prevents disease, will cure disease in therapeutic levels. So I'm kind of hanging on that, and it makes sense. It really makes sense that,
Well, again, disclaimer, perspective, which I just reminded to reinforce, and that is, simply to, for those that are interested. For those that are interested in CBD, there is so much information available, so much research that's been done. There's over 1,100 peer-reviewed studies. Another interesting factoid here, let me find it really quickly, is that, there we go. It's actually the PubMed, which is the service of a U.S. government agency, has indexed over 1,100 peer-reviewed papers documenting the clinical research and health benefits of hemp and CBD. So there's a lot of information out there available, and I think what Cannaway is really, really up to is helping to reintroduce, CBD-rich hemp oil products into our way of life. With the vape, they've got a hemp salve, they've got a cannabis beauty defined line of anti-aging skincare products, they've got the CBD capsules and lots of other products in development and scheduled to be rolled out over the coming months. And it's one of those things that it's almost in a way like, I don't know if this is, well, I'll just put it this way. It's one of those nutrients that I personally know now that I wouldn't want to be without, getting it into my system.
Yeah, and I have experience as a clinical nutritionist, and that's why I came around to looking at this very, very carefully and can see that this is going to be huge. And it's just beginning. Like I say, it's an emerging market. It's an emerging science. And I can see where there's going to be, a lot of different health applications for this in the future that'll be recognized scientifically and authorized or otherwise legalized. And, of course, in the meantime, I realize that, it's not even it's not medicinal strength, I should say. It's not really the kind of a product where you can make medical claims about it, but it's definitely
This might be a nice distinction for your listeners too, because I'm thinking about the cannabis plant. It's kind of like comparing lemons and oranges. THC is to marijuana what CBD is to hemp. What is to hemp? So lemons are grown to be sour. They're both citrus fruits. Lemons are grown to be sour, whereas, you know, oranges are grown to be sweet. So marijuana as a hemp plant is grown and bred for a high THC content, whereas our hemp and our specific seeds are bred for their high CBD content, and that's the distinction. But it's fascinating, the history, you know, back to the history. You know, many of our founding fathers cultivated hemp, George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson. You know, the first draft of the Declaration of Independence was reportedly written on hemp paper. You know, some of the early American flags may have been made from industrial hemp. And, you know, it's really played a vital role in our culture, and it's just unfortunate that that certain corporate interests appeared to have been threatened by hemp and hemp cultivation. And, you know, as a result, hemp was demonized in the early 30s, Reefer Madness, and all these crazy movies came out. And, you know, nothing could be further from the truth, because if you were to smoke, for example, a hemp joint, or if you wanted to get high, I should say, from hemp, you'd have to smoke a hemp joint the size of a telephone pole, and even then you'd only get a headache in all likelihood.
And then you just get a headache. Yeah, and that's good to explain that. A lot of people, you know, matter of fact, the confusion that went on all the way back then, a lot of people are still wired into, the whole thing of hemp is marijuana. And that is like a systemic problem that a lot of people, as soon as they hear about, I mean, they got it wired into their head that, anything hemp is the death drug, you know. And it's, that's why I'm glad you positioned and wrote the script for that first video to kind of highlight, I call it shock and awe, but, you know, just kind of to go into when this this whole reefer madness began and how it was politically motivated for representing corporate interests that really wanted to basically maintain monopoly over their industries by demonizing hemp. And it was really quite amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, simply speaking, you know, hemp contains, industrial hemp contains 0.3% or less of THC compared to a range of 5 to 25% that's found in medical marijuana. So you've got a significant difference there. In fact, there was a congressional report, and this is referenced in the first video as well, that a Congressional Research Service report that was updated in February of this year that basically says, although marijuana is also a variety of cannabis, it is genetically distinct from industrial hemp and is further distinguished by its use in chemical makeup. So there's a big difference between hemp. I mean, look, you can go to Whole Foods. You can buy, I mean, I've been taking hemp protein powder for the last 3 or 4 years or so, and I love it. And you can buy hemp oil in the stores, but what Canaway's doing is bringing CBD-rich hemp oil to the marketplace, and it's because of the way the plant is grown and cultivated and the strains and the research. You know, Canaway's partner companies have invested over $70 million in the research and development of the specific cultivars of hemp, which consistently produce a very high-grade, high percentage of CBD oil, so CBD-rich oil.
Well, I'm really amazed in how this is now coming out in the mainstream media. I get all kinds of news feeds besides the magazine from Canaway on what's going on with the industry, and I'm just amazed on how many aggregated news services that are on the internet. You know, there's a lot of aggregators out there aggregating news from different sources. And I'm just amazed at how much stuff is coming out on the hemp industry and CBDs and reporting, what's – and I think I mentioned to you that I saw one report. Now, this may be an urban legend, but, you know, I read this one report about that a vape pen with CBDs was used – this is years ago – to work with astronauts after return to Earth, to help them acclimate their bodies, you know, back to gravity, just, you know, kind of an adaptogen. And adaptogens, you know, I work with the Swedish pollen extract, you know, and ship that around the world, and it's an adaptogen, and it works with the immune system and helps the body, so, you know, helps the body adapt to any kind of stress. And, I mean, it was really intriguing to me. I mean, this is true, and from the source I had, and I can't remember it right off, but it sounded credible that this actually happened, and that basically, again, a lot of the space program, they have a lot of advanced technologies that we don't even see in the commercial realm for years, so it doesn't surprise me.
Sure. Well, you know, I'm hopeful that the laws are going to change. I'm hopeful that Canaway is going to be part of a movement of people that are committed to helping change those laws, because hemp has really been wrongly labeled as an evil weed, and it really is. It's a miracle weed. And when you consider that hemp can be made, you know, I've seen estimates from anywhere from 25,000 to 50,000 different products can be made from the hemp plant. And you
wow.
know, like I said, anything made from oil, anything made from petroleum, wood, or cotton can be made from hemp. So you think about the ramifications. You think about just the ramifications to creating a pollution-free planet, and, you know, the ability to use biofuels derived from the hemp plant, bioplastics derived from hemp, and every part of the hemp plant is biodegradable. It's you know, I can't stress enough for anyone interested that's listening in hemp, in cannabis, in CBD, and in potentially getting involved with Canaway, you know, to do their research, to watch the American Betrayal video series, and to really educate yourself. And, you know, I know that many are going to say, hey, this is something that I can really get behind.
Well, Lawrence, I'm so grateful I had you on the show today. With that, we're going to have to do a wrap. I can only think how great it would have been if George Washington Carver had been into the CBDs and this research rather than peanuts.
Well, you know, everything in its time and place, and, you know, I'm sure that we're going to see, you know, swiftly in the next, I think in the next, you know, perhaps in the next 24 to 36 months even, who knows. But the laws are, you know, are changing. Many, many states are enacting laws that are, you know, changing the way we look at hemp. And hopefully, you know, hemp will regain its lost luster.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, Lawrence, and for everyone listening. Look forward to following up with you, Lawrence, with more Canaway information on the website, and definitely encourage listeners to check the references, watch the videos that are on the Cosmic Love homepage, and appreciate everyone comes to the show, and we'll see you. Happy trails until we meet again here in a couple weeks.
All right, take care. Signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lawrence. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with Cosmic Love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic Love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, What goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.